Last year, best-selling author Brad Meltzer and Josh Mensch wrote The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington, a bestseller that was praised by critics, historians, and two U.S. presidents for its research and propulsive narrative. Well, now, Meltzer and Mensch return to uncover another fascinating episode previously lost to history in the new book, The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. In our current climate of uncertainty and fear, the book is a reminder of the capacity for American greatness in the form of one of its most lauded and inspirational heroes, Abraham Lincoln. Again, the name of the book is The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. Brad Meltzer is the New York Times bestselling author of The Escape Artist and many other bestselling thrillers. He is also the host of the History Channel TV show Brad Meltzer's Decoded and Brad Meltzer's Lost History, and we welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Brad, thank you very much for being with us.
I always love being here. Thank you, sir.
Well, you were on recently, not the last time you were on, but I guess a year ago, we're on about The First Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill George Washington. How did you find this particular conspiracy dealing with the 16th President of the United States?
Yeah, you know, I found it a few years ago while doing research on the story everyone does know, and that is that plot where John Wilkes Booth killed Abraham Lincoln, and we all know that story. And while searching for that, I found this story that there was actually an original first secret plot to kill Lincoln at the very start of his presidency. And, you know, when I saw it, I was like, oh, we have to tell this story. Because, you know, to be sworn in as America's 16th president, Lincoln had to take a train from his hometown in Springfield, Illinois, to Washington, D.C. And the only way to get there is you got to go through Baltimore. But Baltimore at the time was a slave state. So I found this story of this secret plot. It was a very simple plan, but a secret society was planning to kill Abraham Lincoln when he came through Baltimore to end his presidency before it ever began. And I was like, I have to tell this story because I'd never heard of it myself. It was all true.
Tell us a little bit about the group that wanted him dead.
Yeah, they were a group that was an offshoot of the Knights of the Golden Circle. And to tell you what they really wanted, they really wanted what they called a golden circle in the Caribbean and Mexico and the southern tip of the United States, draw a big circle around those areas, and they wanted that to be their golden circle. And what these knights wanted is they wanted slavery to live forever. They wanted a place where slavery would run forever. So to them, Abraham Lincoln was public enemy number one. And the moment he was elected, I mean, he was the most hated president. Obviously, the time of the Civil War was so divided. The country was so divided. But they wanted, when they saw that he was elected, they were like, we need to get rid of that guy.
And that's a good point, actually. I mean, this book, yes, of course, is about Lincoln and about this conspiracy, but it's really about just how divided the country was at that point.
That's exactly right. I mean, the reason Josh mentioned I took on the story is it's very titillating for me to come on and say we found the secret plot to kill Abraham Lincoln, and it's an incredible story. But what we loved about the story is it let us show a time in America where the country split in half. Whatever side you're on, you hate the other side. You think the other side are complete, horrible, awful people. Does that sound familiar to you?
Right.
But it lets us show people what great leaders do in situations like that. What does Abraham Lincoln do in a situation like that? And I can tell you, and we all know the history, is Abraham Lincoln chooses not to divide us, but to unite us.
So what you write about in the book is, of course, yes, there is this conspiracy and there is this plan. But there are people who are onto them. Give us a sense of when the antennae started to go up and say, oh, there's a problem here.
Yeah, well, I'll say it like this. There's a train that's burning through the middle of the night, just flying through the night. And on this train, there are many passengers. One of them is, and there's three we should be focused on. One of them is a businessman, one's a woman, and she has an invalid brother. But none of them are who they say they are. One of the businessmen was actually famed detective Alan Pinkerton, head of the Pinkerton Detective Agency. The woman was Kate Warren, America's first female private eye, and her so-called brother was not her brother, nor was he an invalid. That was actually Abraham Lincoln. He was dressed up in disguise. They gave him a code name, And the Pinkerton detectives are literally speeding him through the middle of the night to make sure that he avoids this secret society plotting to kill him. And I was like, you know, by the way, I just ruined chapter one of the Lincoln conspiracy, but I feel like, yeah. But the point of it being, this is who winds up saving the day. It's the Pinkerton detectives, Alan Pinkerton and his staff, that get called in to investigate, and they're the ones who wind up saving Abraham Lincoln's life, potentially.
So without giving more than just the first chapter away, the point here is, though, that there are, and you can tell us as much as you want to about this, but there's some real heroes in the story.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, and you'll see them in Kate Warren, America's First Female Private Eye. She's 26 years old, walks into Alan Pinkerton's office and says, hey, I want the job as a detective, at a time when no one is hiring women, much less hiring them in law enforcement to do, you know, as private detectives or in law enforcement. But Alan Pinkerton realizes, and she says to him, you know, men brag to me. They tell me things to impress me. And he realizes, you know, people are going to tell her things that they never tell me. So he brings her on. She's one of the people. She gives him Abraham Lincoln, his code name, helps put him in a disguise, is one of the people who saves his life. And I love when you get to see that. One of my favorite moments in the book is when you get to see Abraham Lincoln finally be told that there's a plot to kill him. And they say to him, sir, listen, we have a credible threat. You have an event in Philadelphia tomorrow. Let's skip the event in Philadelphia, and we'll get you to safety. We'll get you out of there much faster. And Lincoln says, I'm not missing the event in Philadelphia. You want to know why? Here's what's happening in Philadelphia the next day. The next day in Philadelphia, Abraham Lincoln is supposed to be honoring the birthday of one of his heroes, a man named George Washington. And no way is Abraham Lincoln missing the party for George Washington. And God bless Josh Mensch, my co-writer on the book. He found the original speech that Lincoln gives the next day. Because Lincoln does go to Philadelphia, and here's what he says. He's at Independence Hall. He's talking about the beauty of the Declaration of Independence, how everyone should have an equal chance in society. And he says that if we can't save our society with that in mind, and then he pauses. Abraham Lincoln pauses and says, well, then I'd rather be assassinated on this spot than surrender. And we know in that moment when you read the book that Abraham Lincoln knows there's a plot to kill him. He knows the Lincoln conspiracy has actually happened at that moment, and then they whisk him away soon after that. I won't ruin how, but you'll see how they save his life, potentially.
How do you think it affects him and just his mindset? I mean, obviously so much has been written about Lincoln, but that how much it affects him to know that there was a possibility then, and then of course we all know how he died. So of the overall concern that he had during his presidency of the possibility of an assassination.
You know, Lincoln is a guy who's surrounded by death, and we kind of really go through this in the book. His father, his sister, his brother, you know, he buries two sons. I mean, it's just like the specter haunts him. And he, in fact, himself has a vision. He has a dream before he takes office that he wakes up and he has this vision where he sees half his face in perfect situation, you know, perfectly fine, and the other half all messed up. And he takes it to mean that he's going to die during his first term in office. And he's wrong about the date, but he's absolutely right about the ending. And you can see, and we document this as well, Lincoln physically changes, you know, the same way any president changes. And you know, he's so hated at the time that 10 different states won't even put him on the ballot for the presidency, even though he's the rightful nominee. 3 days after he wins, and this is how long they give him, 3 days. South Carolina passes a resolution saying they want to secede from the Union. I mean, he is despised, and he physically starts changing because he doesn't know he's going to die, of course, but the pressure is so great. The problem is he certainly doesn't think about assassination attempts because, don't forget, no one at that point, no president had ever been killed in office. So security is – the Secret Service doesn't exist until Abraham Lincoln takes a bullet in the brain in 1865. At this moment, at the start of his presidency, he has no idea – that such a thing is even realistically possible.
You do, in the book, tackle the idea of what would have happened had the plot that you write about succeeded. And basically, history, of course, would have been very, very different.
Yeah, you know, his vice president was a guy named Hannibal Hamlin, who sounds like he's the next Marvel Avengers villain, right? Hannibal Hamlin. And if we have President Hannibal Hamlin, or whether Seward or someone else takes over, or God knows what happens in the chaos that, you know, comes, do we have a better president? Do they deal better with the complexities of the Civil War? Maybe, maybe not. But I do know this, and you'll see all of our theories at the end of the book, but to simplify, the one thing that we need to realize is that the story of Abraham Lincoln, the boy who comes from nothing, teaches himself to read and ascends to the highest office in the land, is not just the story of our 16th president. That's the story of the American dream itself. And I think we lose Abraham Lincoln before he's even sworn in. And I think our psychological history, the history of our culture, becomes profoundly different as well.
So my final question for you about this is, what are you looking for that allows you to find these stories that have not been told, have not been explored to the way that you do in such an engaging style?
You know, I wish I could take credit and say it's my genius writing. but the reality is, I think what I hope my strength is finding good stories. And some people know me from my thrillers, and I certainly think that helps here. But I think that the reality, this is a nonfiction book. And just like our previous book, The First Conspiracy, about the secret plot to kill George Washington, the story is the story. And it's a matter of finding it and showing people the reality. What I love here is we all know the end of Abraham Lincoln's life. We know him as the president who frees the slaves in the Emancipation Proclamation, wins the Civil War. That's the end of his story. What's far more fascinating here is that we see Abraham Lincoln 1.0 at the start of his amazing story. We see him doubting himself. We see him worried he can't do it. We see him, you know, when he gets the nomination, you know what he's actually doing? He's in an alleyway playing handball.
Yeah.
He's just a normal person there. And I love the fact that when you read The Lincoln Conspiracy, what you get to see is a reminder that all of us, like Lincoln, all of us are scared, and we are amazing, and we are terrified, and we are brave. Some of us all in the same few days, some of us all in the same few minutes, depending on when you catch us, especially today. So that, to me, is what I think the, you know, is finding the person behind the story is, I hope, what makes these books really sing.
The name of the book, The Lincoln Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill America's 16th President and Why It Failed. Josh Mensch writes it along with Brad Meltzer, our guest this morning. It is published by Flatiron Books. Brad Meltzer, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. Best of luck with the book.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Be well. Again, The Lincoln Conspiracy is the name of the book. It's published by Flatiron. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.